The Princess Thorn is the new rarest seed in Grow a Garden at a 0.5% chance from the exotic Sprout seed packs. And of course, the Rainbow Princess Thorn seed is even more rare, obtainable at a 0.07% chance, which is practically zero. And I promise you, if you're watching this video, I got one. My only mission for today is to spend as much Robux as I need buying the seed packs in order to speedrun getting the Rainbow Princess Thorn seed. So if you like these videos where I waste all my money, be sure to destroy that like button, subscribe with notifications, and use star code NU when buying Robux. Let's get this seed. So currently, if you look at the shop right now from the exotic Sprell seed pack, it is a 0.5% chance, all right? The previous one, the King Cabbage, was a 1% chance, but because Grow a Garden added a new pity system, it's actually a 1% chance because you're guaranteed to get one in 100 packs. But the rainbow pack is a 1% chance with a guaranteed of 125 packs. And if you look at the percentages, I know this is a lot of math, just try to keep up. We're guaranteed to get a Rainbow Princess Thorn in 750 pack opens. So my goal today is to not only get the Rainbow Princess Thorn seed, but I have to do it in under 1 hour and by opening less packs than the 750 pack pity. I have to beat Jandal and his greed. So as soon as I open this first pack, the timer will start, and I want you guys to guess in the comments how long it took me to get the seed and how many seed packs I had to open. And the timer starts now. All right. First one, the Flare Daisy. I think this is like the most uncommon one you can get in the game. Not what we're looking for. Okay, so far we've gotten 4 out of the 6 new seeds. We're still missing the Mangosteen and the Princess Thorn. And there we go. We got the Mangosteen. Okay, that means the Princess Thorn has to be next, right? It has to be. No, they're never gonna make it that easy. 0.5% chance, by the way, guys. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get the rainbow, but I know for a fact the base Princess Thorn I'm doing in under 100 packs, okay? I have to. Okay, our first 10 packs didn't end up with a base Princess Thorn, but of course we didn't expect it to be that easy, right? Okay, our second 10 packs, let's go, baby. Okay, we got the pity on the Mangosteen. Literally could not care any less. I mean, we already have 5 of these seeds already. Come on, come on, come on. We gotta recreate the greatest aura farming moment in Grow a Garden history. Come on. Aura farm me to the max. Damn it, dude. All right. Even my mic is trying to escape from this travesty. All right, that is 20 packs down. Let's go with 10 more here. Okay, maybe if I pace around. Maybe if I just pace around the map back and forth, that's going to... Ooh! You're really gonna do me dirty like that, Jandal. Okay. Okay, 4.5 minutes in. What have we done? 30 packs so far. Time for the next 10. Ooh, guys, please use star code NU when buying Robux. All right? I clearly am going to need it after this video. Come on, come on! Come on! Number 40! Bro, I have no aura, man. I see all these people aura farming on YouTube, getting hundreds of millions of views, getting the new rainbow rarest seed, and I'm just sitting here like, what am I doing with my useless life? Like, already a grown man playing a gardening game on Roblox, and I can't even be the one that has the most aura on it. Maybe I'm not trying hard enough to aura farm. Maybe I have to pretend like I'm aura farming right now, all right? I'm just gonna say, So Sydney Sweeney says, if I get the Rainbow Princess Thorn right now, she will subscribe and use star code NU. Well, everybody, welcome our new subscriber, Sydney. Welcome to our new subscriber, Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney, you better get ready to hit that subscribe. We just got a new subscriber and her name is Flare Daisy. Come on, dude. Okay, I'm not gonna aura farm, guys. Clearly it's not for me. And boom. All right. Money successfully wasted. Aura farm successfully failed. Go for more. Okay, we...